Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 175, How to Tell If Health Foods Are Really Healthy. A lot of what we consider health foods aren't really that healthy. That's because in recent years, health foods have become big business. And wherever there's money to be made, you're going to find plenty of marketeers willing to fudge and even fib to make a sale. Is yogurt healthy? Topping the list of foods that are widely believed to be healthy, but generally are not healthy, yogurt. I know, our family loves this stuff too. But the reality is that even as the yogurt section of most markets has expanded significantly in the last few years, the number of truly healthy yogurt choices is still quite low. You've probably already know why. Sugar. One small Yoplait original strawberry yogurt cup has 26 grams of the stuff. To put this in perspective, a Twinkie only has 18 grams. So that cup of strawberry yogurt has more than the Twinkie. And don't be fooled by labels that promise yogurt with fewer calories. Fewer calories do not make something healthy. Fewer unhealthy ingredients do. Yogurt is far from the only example of a food that we've been tricked into believing is healthy, just because of what it's called. Other foods in this category include granola, fruit juice, smoothies, veggie burgers, protein bars, and drinks made from almond, soy, or coconut milk. These foods are often packed with added sugar, industrial processed vegetable oils, salt, chemical preservatives, and other highly processed ingredients, rendering them of little use to you if you truly want to eat healthy. So here's my tip. Don't make assumptions. Read ingredients. Okay, so I've just told you that yogurt's not a health food, right? Well, here's the caveat. It can be, and it can be an amazingly healthy part of your regular food choices if you simply read the ingredients and avoid any product with sugar. Don't be fooled. Food companies have worked very, very hard to disguise sugar with other names. These include honey, maple syrup, barley malt, beet sugar, buttered syrup, cane syrup, or cane juice, caramel, corn syrup, take a deep breath here, carob syrup, castor sugar, date sugar, demerara, dextran, dextrose, diastolic malt, diastase, ethyl maltol, fructose, fruit juice, galactose, glucose, grape sugar, high fructose corn syrup, invert sugar, lactose, almost there, maltodextrin, maltose, molasses, the list just goes on and on and on. And then there are actually quite a few more where that came from, but I think you get the idea. Many are even hard to pronounce, but it's still sugar. According to some reports, added sugar is hidden in 3/4 of the foods that can be purchased at the average grocery store. So are some sugars healthier? Now there's a debate to be had that some of these sugars are better than other sugars. That's a fool's argument, though, unless you're talking about the sugars that are already in the foods we eat. Milk, for instance, is chock full of the sugar known as lactose. And milk in moderation isn't a problem for most people. Anything added to a product to make it sweeter, though, no matter what it's called, is a problem. So back to the yogurt. If you look long and hard, you'll probably be able to find a cup of plain yogurt, and it should have just 2 ingredients, milk and active cultures. Want to sweeten it up? Add some fresh fruit. Want to be a little more adventurous? Play around with mint, cinnamon, and even sriracha and other herbs and spices, and there are lots of ways you can sweeten it up. We like adding a little lemon juice to ours. The same rules apply for anything else. You can't simply assume that something is healthy simply because it's commonly thought of as a health food. Read the ingredients. Avoid anything with added sugar, no matter what it's called. And if you're not sure what the ingredients are, pull out your smartphone and find out. And don't put it into your cart until you know what you're going to be eating. So how do you tell if something is healthy or not? Would love to hear from you. Leave me your comments. Leave me your questions. Go on to my website, drjohnday.com. This is blog number 175, How to Tell If Health Foods Are Really Healthy. Leave me your thoughts. Leave me your questions. I'll do my best to answer them. If you haven't signed up for my free weekly newsletter, Now is the time so you don't miss a thing. Until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.